Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Halloween 2024, 7/13. Tommy Tucker highs in the mid-80s today and all the way into the foreseeable future, so it's not going to feel like fall. One thing, though, is that daylight saving time does go away Saturday night, Sunday morning, so you're going to set the clock back an hour. You get back the hour of sleep that you lost, and a lot of times we associate that with cooler weather, but none of that this year. Kevin Calluette joins us right now, Executive Director of St. Tammany Parish Mosquito Abatement. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Happy Halloween.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Did I get your last name right or not?
Yeah, you got
okay,
it.
Okay, good. All right. Let's talk about mosquito abatement in St. Tammany Parish. Somebody texted in, and we can start here, I guess. Did not see the standard routine of mosquito abatement in Tangipahoa Parish this summer. Hope things were better in St. Tammany. Did you guys do your standard mosquito abatement?
Oh, yes, yes. And I'd imagine Tangipahoa is doing the same thing. We're out there monitoring traps, mosquito traps, weekly throughout the year and testing those for arboviruses like West Nile virus. And, you know, we send the trucks and we send the planes out to treat when an area needs to be treated.
Tell me what's going on in St. Tammany Parish with mosquitoes. And I know mosquitoes are not mosquitoes. They're different types, right? And you would think that as dry as it's been, the mosquito population would be down. Is that a false presumption to make?
No, it's a good presumption. And you're right on the money that every mosquito isn't the same. There's actually 3,700 species of mosquito across the world. And here in Louisiana, we have about 60 different species. And they all like to come out at different times. Most of them really do like those wet conditions. There's a few that are drought associated. But the story we have to tell today is really a perfect Halloween story, because mosquitoes are really the original vampires, right? Uh-huh. And that in connection with these aquatic fern that we have a problem with, Salvinia, giant Salvinia, is kind of like the green blob. So this is kind of like a B-rated horror movie. We have mosquitoes that like to lay their eggs on these plants because they like to avoid predators that can't find them amongst the plants, essentially. So we've also been battling, this invasive plant, the giant Salvinia, in our area, too.
Man, I love that. Mosquitoes, the original vampires, and now you got this Salvinia that is like the green blob that spreads rapidly. And then I guess we can even go a little bit further, if you want, Kevin, and talk about the invasion of the body snatchers, where the mosquitoes lay these eggs and then they hatch to take the place of the mosquitoes, right?
Yes, exactly. And actually, I could take another step further. That green blob actually has a mortal enemy as well. And that's a little beetle called a weevil. And those weevils like to eat the Salvinia itself. And those weevils will actually cause that Salvinia to die. So that's a form of biological control that some researchers at LSU and we're trying to collaborate with them to try to combat the plant that produces this mosquito as well.
You know what amazed me as a kid in school learning about ecosystems is how delicate they are. And as you talk about this eats that, that eats that, that eats the other, that controls this. It is a very delicate balance. And once you start fooling around with all of that, you can have some unintended consequences, can you not?
Absolutely. And you know, that's the great line from Jurassic Park, right? Nature finds a way.
Mm-hmm.
but these mosquitoes, if you think about it, are just trying to find a way to hide from all those fish out there that like to eat their young, immature mosquito larvae. those are perfect little snacks for our mosquito fish. And if you lay your eggs in and around these plants, those fish can't find you. And a couple of the species we have actually have adapted a solution for that, which is on their air siphon. So we're going to geek out for a second here. mosquitoes breathe the same atmospheric air that we breathe through an air siphon as mosquito larvae when they're in the water. You'd think that they're breathing through gills like fish do, but they're actually breathing the same air we do. So a couple of these species has developed this saw-like tooth on its air siphon, and they can saw into some of these plants like water hyacinth.
Wait.
And they can actually,
the mosquito?
Yeah. Yeah, the mosquito larvae itself.
Really?
It's the coolest thing. On their air siphon, there's this little saw, and they'll saw into the plant roots that are just hanging down in these floating plants. And they can actually breathe through the vasculature of the plant itself. And they do that because they look like roots. And that way, the fish can't find them.
Man, let me tell you something. You, my friend, have a very interesting story. How did you become... I know you're a PhD and what is it, a medical entomologist? How did you become... Because I think when you think of mosquito abatement... You think about a guy in khakis that tells the other guys, go ahead, fill a truck up and spray. But there's a lot of science behind this, is there not?
Yeah, and the ecology of mosquitoes is it's sort of the truth is stranger than fiction in this case. But no, it's a fascinating world that we're trying to understand. And the more science we put into it, the better and more selective we can be about how we're treating those mosquitoes. My story is essentially I was at Tulane prior to Katrina at the Tulane Tropical School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. And, you know, West Nile virus came through in 2002, swept across the country and said, you know, this is something that I'm interested in. I'm interested in ecology. I'm also interested in sort of chasing viruses and hunting down, you know, what's the viral culprit that's making people sick in public health. And decided to study that, you know, and do my dissertation work there. And then Katrina came through and kind of wrecked the whole system. And, you know, as everybody did in this region, you sort of roll with the punches and you find something new to study. But there's always something more interesting out there in mosquito ecology. And like I said, it helps us hone how we do what we do to help manage mosquitoes and to sort of reduce the risk of those mosquitoes transmitting diseases like West Nile.
Everybody has a story. Yours is interesting. We're going to take a break. We come back with Kevin Calluette, Executive Director of St. Tammany Parish Mosquito Abatement. And we're talking about Salvinia and laying the mosquitoes in St. Tammany laying eggs in this invasive species. Also, weevils that can eat that Salvinia. We'll talk about controlling that. As well as, Kevin, if you don't mind, I'd like to open the phone lines for anybody who has any questions about mosquitoes or mosquito abatement. Text in 504-260-1870. I bet you Kevin can answer your questions. 720 Traffic Now, WWL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our newest, bestest friend, Kevin Calluette, Executive Director of St. Tammany Parish Mosquito Abatement. Kevin, you're a smart guy, a man of science. I posed this question to listeners earlier because I saw a story. This got nothing to do with mosquitoes at all, but they talk about stigmatized houses and houses that maybe are supposed to be haunted or were the scene of a murder or possibly the resident, former residents of a serial killer, something like that. If you found a house that was in a perfect location, perfect size, and you could get it at a steal, if they had that kind of history, would you buy it or not?
Whew, that's a good question. I think
because you're
think
a scientist, that's why I'm asking.
I know, but I think my wife would tell you that I'm cheap enough that I would give it a serious consideration. But I'm not sure that I fully buy into the whole ghost thing. But I don't know.
Let me tell you this, Kevin. Make sure the wife is on board, because if you don't want just whatever she says, do. It's a lot cheaper, believe me. All right, let's go
I know.
Yeah, some of the questions here. We have one neighbor on our block who's convinced that the mosquito spray is deadly and called to request that our block not be sprayed by the mosquito trucks. Even though every other neighborhood in our block is called Mosquito Control, insists spraying should continue. I don't know what parish this is, but address that, if you would, please, about the mosquito trucks, because I used to jog a lot, and I'd get caught occasionally with mosquito trucks, and I'm thinking, well, if I'm this close to it and it's that concentrated, then maybe it's not good, but maybe it doesn't take a lot to kill mosquitoes. Explain that whole process of spraying with the mosquito truck, please.
Absolutely. So every product we use to kill adult mosquitoes, or any product, adults or larval mosquitoes, has to be registered and labeled by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And it goes through a rigorous risk assessment process. The last thing anybody wants to do is to use an insecticide that we're using to kill mosquitoes to actually harm people, right? Mm-hmm. So that risk assessment process by the EPA looks at all the available literature in terms of all the toxicity studies and whatnot, and determines a minimum dose, or actually a maximum dose, that can be used on an annual basis. But it's using in those models, it's assuming a person, a child actually, is standing outside without any coverage at all and breathing the stuff in during those applications. And then they also use a tenfold safety factor on top of that to lower that dose, essentially. So they go through a rigorous risk assessment process by the EPA, and that's what we trust. So we're only using those products, and we're only using it according to the label specifically so that we're not causing adverse impacts to other people. Now, in St. Tammany Parish, if someone were to call in and say, we don't want to be sprayed in front of our house, that's fine, but they need to realize that their neighbors do have a right mm-hmm. to receive that treatment. And so we make sure we go door to door. And, you know, if they can get enough signatures around them to carve out an area, if all these people say they don't want to be sprayed, then we won't treat that area in that way. Yeah.
Let me ask you about this El Nino, I think we're in right now, the dry conditions. Just looking ahead, what is the mosquito season? What can we look for leading up? If it stays like this, is it going to be worse than normal, better than normal, different type of mosquitoes? You got a minute, Kevin. Sum it all up.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, the drier conditions will tend to lead towards fewer mosquitoes, which is great. Right after Hurricane Francine, St. Tammany Parish received almost 10 inches of rain in some of the areas. And so we had a massive bloom of floodwater mosquitoes that actually lay their eggs in dry, or they lay their eggs in ground pools in the woodlands, basically. And those eggs can dry out. And once it floods up again, they'll hatch from those eggs, and within a week, they become adult mosquitoes. And so we had a massive bloom of adult mosquitoes after Francine, but since then, as you noted, we have seen 26 days without rain. So those dry down conditions, those mosquitoes are now gone. And we should be getting lower abundances of mosquitoes. Now, when the cold fronts start coming through, that'll lower them even further. But what we're seeing is longer seasons in general that'll go into mid-November, and they'll also start a little bit earlier into February when things are warmer as well. So our system is really in place to monitor all the time. We send our biologists out to the woods. They actually stand there for a minute, and they will count the number of mosquitoes that are coming to land on them. Those folks are also setting traps, and those are all of that information's come in and help us make decisions on how and when to treat for those areas for mosquitoes.
Our system is
set up for that, right?
Yep. Very informative. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your time and your insight. I really do. Kevin Calluette, Executive Director of St. Tammany Parish Mosquito Abatement. We'll come back, talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU and Brian Kelly and what they're doing in the off week before they play Bama. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.